Flamingo, a Winterhawk Hood fic written by Clara X. Barton and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Bucky's current relationship was... A train wreck wasn't really a fair description, but it also wasn't wrong. Coming out to his folks had been, if not easy, at least not the kind of nightmare-inducing, anxiety-riddled confrontation Bucky knew it could have been. He came home from middle school and told his parents he was quitting the baseball team. Why? George Barnes had asked, shocked and desolate, as he no doubt saw all of his dreams of a future Major League Baseball-playing son go down the drain. Is it so you can focus on the mathletes? Winifred Barnes asked, visions of attending award ceremonies for her brilliant physicist-slash-engineer-slash-doctor son in the future growing brighter. I kissed the catcher and he punched me and I punched him back, Bucky shrugged. Don't want to do it anymore. His parents stared at him. George cleared his voice. Son, if they made you feel bad or in danger or... I only joined the team because I thought Scott was cute, Bucky interrupted. He doesn't like me. I don't want to waste my time. George and Winifred changed a look. Well, Winifred smirked. Are there any cute boys on the mathletes team? And that had been that. It had also been a precursor to just how intensely both his parents interrogated any dates Bucky brought home to meet them, which was to say nothing of how absolutely cruel his three younger sisters, Becca, Rachel, and Leah, were to any potential or committed partners. As such, Bucky generally tried to protect both himself and his partners from any familial interactions until they'd been dating for at least a few months. There was absolutely no point in being tortured if the relationship was only an extended 2-month series of hookups and not something more serious. Unfortunately, Bucky's current relationship was... A train wreck wasn't really a fair description, but it also wasn't wrong. As an employee of Stark, with a decently high security clearance and a prosperity for pissing off Tony Stark, Bucky had been more exposed to the Avengers than most run-of-the-mill Stark employees. And one thing had led to another, had led to Clint Barton, aka Hawkeye, sucking Bucky off in the copy room during a holiday party that had led to Hawkeye introducing Bucky to his boyfriend, the Red Hood, Jason Todd. And well, there had been a lot of repeat blowjobs. And it had all been going so well. The sex was awesome, the late-night phone calls kind of emotionally devastating, the intense cuddling incredible, the movie nights and pizza fights somehow deeply soothing. But then they'd been at the park, and Jason had been reading poetry, and Clint had been sleeping on Bucky, and Bucky had had his head on Jason's lap, and the paparazzi had caught them. Clint blamed it on the lack of alien invasions. Jason blamed it on Bruce Wayne boosting the photos to torture him personally. Bucky blamed it on fate. It didn't matter, because it wasn't 3 hours after Bucky saw the first photo of them together online that he got a call from his mother. James, darling, when are you going to bring your two gentlemen over for dinner? Bucky closed his eyes, sighed, prayed for an alien invasion. Ma, their schedules are a little hectic. They're, you know, both Avengers, and... If they can make time for you, they can make time for the people in your life who love you. And if they can't make time for you, then they aren't worth your time. Bucky wanted to hit himself in the head, repeatedly, until he lost consciousness. Ma! Next Friday. Bring them for Shabbat. This meant his sisters would be home too. Fuck. Ma! Any allergies I should know about? Didn't I read something about Hawkeye being allergic to almonds? Walnuts, corrected. And it's the shell, so if you scrub the nut really well, he'll be okay. I'm not going to risk poisoning one of your boyfriends, darling. Bucky sighed. This was happening. There was no way he could avoid it. Okay, I'll check in with them and get back to you. We'll expect you at 6:30. Your father senses love. She hung up before Bucky could respond. He allowed himself 75 seconds to wallow. And then he opened his group text with Clint and Jason. It was fine. This would be fine. What could possibly go wrong?